Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show. Ella Fitzgerald, Steve Tyrell, Les Brown, Nat King Cole, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us started, we'll be hearing from Frank Sinatra, from Billie Holiday, and here's Glenn Gray and the Bugle Call Rag.
Thank you. stay. But I'd rather love be wrong and sleep right along than wait. Love may be blind, I'll take my chance that it cares this affair's my real romance. That's why you'll find somebody's on my mind.
The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be punch drunk. The pulled out fur of cat and cur, the fine mismating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. The furtive sigh, the blackened eye, the words I love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No, no more care, no, no despair. Now I'm all there now, but I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again. In love again. In love again.
Oh, so good. Frank Sinatra, backed up by Nelson Riddle and a Rodgers and Hart tune from 1937 called I Wish I Were in Love Again from a musical called Babes in Arms. We heard from Billie Holiday, a song written by Billie Holiday, recorded in October of 1949 called Somebody's on My Mind. And our first song was Glenn Gray, and a song called The Bugle Call Rag, written back in 1923, made popular back then by the Mills Brothers, later on by Sophie Tucker. And this version, Glenn Gray, was very popular, as was the Benny Goodman version. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, on this date in 1908 in England, the first Boy Scout troop was organized. And on this date, in 1922, a guy by the name of Christian Nelson patented what has become very popular. It was the Eskimo Pie. And on this day, back in 1935, the Kruger Brewing Company placed the first canned beer on sale in Richmond, Virginia. This was a big deal back in those days. And on this day in 1943, U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt and British Prime Minister Churchill concluded a wartime conference in Casablanca in Morocco. Let's get back to more music on Swing. We'll be hearing from Nat King Cole. But right now we have two versions of the same song. The first version you're going to be hearing will be by Les Paul and Mary Ford. The second version by Patty Austin. The first version was recorded in 1951, and here it is right now. Les Paul, Mary Ford, and How High the Moon.
true that you love me, it's out of use. Where there's music, I'll dare how far. Where there's heaven, it's where you are. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. And until you will, still my heart, I'll hide.
Here's the same song recorded by Patty Austin of the WDR Big Band. It's How High the Moon.
Boom, Because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes. Does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes. I love to look in your eyes.
Nat King Cole, backed up so well by Nelson Riddle, and another Rodgers and Hart tune, this one from 1938, a song called This Can't Be Love, was in a musical called The Boys from Syracuse, and On the Hit Parade by Benny Goodman back in 1939. And our first two songs were the same, How High the Moon, the first version done in 1951, got up to number one on the hit parade by Les Paul and Mary Ford. And the more recent version, which was done in 2001 by Patty Austin, backed up by the WDR Big Band from her CD called For Ella. Which one did you like best? Let's see. Let's take a look at what happened on this day in history. In 1955, the Rules Committee for Major League Baseball announced a plan to strictly enforce a rule that required the pitcher to release the ball within 20 seconds after taking his position on the mound. They were trying to speed up the game, and they still are today. In 1964, on this day, CBS-TV acquired the rights to televise the National Football League's 1964 and 65 regular season. The move cost CBS $14 million a year, and NFL stayed on CBS for 30 years. And one of the great men of this century died on this week back in 1965. Winston Churchill died at the age of 90. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. Coming up, it'll be Ella Fitzgerald, Steve Tyrell, and right now it's Les Brown, and I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
Tonight I want your arms around me. It's the mood that I'm in. Can it be the music that they're playing? Or the magic of the violin that intrigues my heart into obeying? It's the mood that I'm in. Maybe it's the cocktail that I'm sipping that helps to put me in this frame of mind. Maybe it's because of you I'm slipping. Tonight I'm so romantically inclined. So speak to me of love with words so tender. Let the rhapsody of life begin. I could give my heart in sweet surrender. It's the mood that I'm in. the cocktail that I'm sipping that helps to put me in this frame of mind. Maybe it's because of you I'm slipping, but tonight I'm so romantically inclined. So speak to me of love with words so tender. Let the rhapsody of life begin. I could give my heart in sweet surrender. It's the mood that I'm in. It's the mood that I'm in.
What a great song, written by Ted Kohler and Harold Arland. Back in 1930, it was a song called Get Happy, and done so well here by Ella Fitzgerald, backed up by Billy May. This was in a Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney film called Summer Stock from 1950. Before that, it was Steve Tyrell and a Dorothy Fields Jimmy McHugh tune, one we don't hear very often, from 1935, called It's the Mood That I'm In. And we heard a standard. Irving Berlin wrote it and wrote the words and the music to it, although we just heard the music here. It was Les Brown and I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Well, on this day in history, back in 1978, a nuclear-powered Soviet satellite plunged through Earth's atmosphere and disintegrated. The radioactive debris was scattered over parts of Canada's Northwest Territory. And on this day, back in 1985, Penny Harrington became the first woman police chief of a major city as she assumed the duties of the head of the Portland, Oregon force of 940 officers and staff. I'm Bill Cartwright, and coming up, we'll be hearing from Nancy Wilson, from Ralph Martiri, and here's Bobby Darin, and I love this song, A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said good night, the nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. How strange it was, how sweet and strange. There was never a dream to compare with that hazy, crazy night we met when a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Ah, this heart of mine, it beat loud and fast like a merry-go-round in a fair. For we were dancing cheek to cheek, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. When dawn came stealing up all golden blue to interrupt our rendezvous, I still remember how you smiled and said, was that a dream or was it true? Our homeward step was just as light as the dancing feet of a stair. Just like an echo far away, nightingale sang in Berkeley. Nightingale sang in Berkeley that night in Berkeley Square.
Thank you. of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me too, for I love all of you. Heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, for I love all of you.
And that's Nancy Wilson and something from her CD called Great American Songbook. The song was All of You, Cole Porter tune written back in 1954. Before that, it was Caravan by Ralph Martiri. This was a Duke Ellington Irving Mills tune from 1937, and this recording right here got up to number 6 on the hit parade in 1953. And we started with, oh my, Bobby Darin at his best with A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. Well, it was on this week, actually on this very day, back in 2003, that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security began operations under Tom Ridge. And on this day, back in 2002, the U.S. Congress began a hearing on the collapse of the Enron Corporation. Remember that? And on this day in 1995, prosecution gave its opening statement at the O.J. Simpson murder trial. Remember that slow-moving procession down La Cienega Boulevard, I believe it was, in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Paul Anka, from Keeley Smith. Right now, it's Glenn Miller and Little Brown Jug. Thank you.
Kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt this, my dear, can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I've dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt this, my dear, can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I've dreamed about you, or just how empty twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. It's been a long, long time.
This ain't a song for the brokenhearted. Silent prayer for the faith departed. I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice, I'll shout it out loud. It's my life, and it's now or never. Ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life. My heart's an open highway. Frank said it, I did it my way. Just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life. This is for the ones who stood their ground. Tommy and Gina who never backed down. Tomorrow's getting harder, make no mistake. Luck ain't enough, you gotta make your own breaks. It's my life, and it's now or never. Ain't gonna live forever. Just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life. My heart's an open highway. Frank said he did it my way. I wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life. Stand tall when they're calling you out. Don't bend, don't break, baby, don't break down. It's my life, and it's now or never. Ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life, and it's an open highway. Frank said he did it my way. just want to live while I'm alive. It's my life, and it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. Just want to live while I'm alive. Just want to live while I'm alive. I just want to live while I'm alive. It's my life.
Yes, that's Paul Anka, the Paul Anka, and a song recorded in 2004, written back in 1965 by Roger Atkins, called It's My Life. Before that, it was Keeley Smith and a Sammy Kahn, Julie Stein tune from 1945, a song that was on the hit parade by various artists four times in 1945, called It's Been a Long, Long Time. We started with Glenn Miller, our standard Little Brown Jug. Well, it was on this week back in 1937 that NBC Radio presented the first broadcast of The Guiding Light. The show remained on radio until 1956 and began on CBS TV in 1952. Back on this day in 1881, Thomas Alva Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, and others signed an agreement to organize a company known as the Oriental Telephone Company. This was back in 1881. And on this day in 1915, in New York City, Alexander Graham Bell spoke to his assistant in San Francisco, inaugurating the first transcontinental telephone service. How about that? I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. We have time for a few more before we have to leave. Right now, it's Sinatra, Nelson Riddle, and My Funny Valentine.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Is Valentine's Day.
You, and you, and you ought to be in pictures. You're wonderful to see. pictures. Oh, what a hit you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation. Your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation with wealth and fame, your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars. When we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star.
Well, folks, sorry to break in here, but we are running out of time. This is the Blue Wisp Big Band, Cincinnati's own, and I Won't Dance. Before that, Doris Day. She's so great. And a song called You Oughta Be in Pictures. And we heard from Frank Sinatra with a Rodgers and Hart tune, one of three we played today. This one, My Funny Valentine. This is Bill Cartwright saying, thanks so much for being with us. I hope you'll come back again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.